If you are kind of nervous about the holiday season, or always nervous because you're not quite sure how eating will go, you're not quite sure how your health and weight loss goals will go, this episode is for you. This episode is really helping you, as one of my friends, as one of my listeners, as my audience, figure out what does food freedom mean for you this holiday season. I share my own definition. I share a definition from one of the Whole 30 founders, and just really kind of guide you with some practical, simple tips on how you can not only define what food freedom means to you, but how you can actually walk it out. Okay, so enjoy this episode. And of course, as I mentioned last week, if you want support in the holiday season in your health, make sure you join up for my Healthy Habits Holiday Edition Challenge. Just go to madewell345.com/healthyhabitschallenge, madewell345.com/healthyhabitschallenge, and join us next week. All right, enjoy the episode. Hey, you're listening to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm Brianna Wilkerson, your host. Over 7 years ago, I lost over 30 pounds after going on a dieting roller coaster for many, many years, and finally finding a way of eating, exercising, and living that supported my goals and also that led to sustainable weight loss. And ever since then, I have been longing, and I have been actually doing it and leading other women on the same journey, because my heart is to see every woman finally ditch diets, lose weight that lasts, and thrive in their whole health and life. And so the work I do as a coach, the work I do on this podcast, everything I do is to really serve women in that capacity. So on this podcast, you're going to find solo episodes, interviews, and all together, what are you going to find? You're going to find inspiration, encouragement, and a space where you can feel safe, supported, and empowered to go on your journey. So be sure to listen in, rate and review so other women can find this podcast, and also join my healthy and sustainable weight loss community to unpack these episodes and get more support. All right, ready? Let's dive on in. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. Today is going to be, try not to go too long, but you know, sometimes I just get really passionate about the stuff I'm going. But today we're talking about food freedom and what does it mean to find food freedom in the holiday season and some tips to help you get there. And I was first introduced to this concept of food freedom when I did the Whole 30 program. If you know me, if you've been following me for a while, you know that is the program I advocate for, actually for food freedom. For physically, for you to understand how you can eat whole natural foods and nourish your body and find kind of a custom way of eating that works for your body. But also, if you feel like you struggle with emotional eating, if you feel like you struggle with giving into cravings, if you feel like you struggle with just a poor relationship with food, doing the Whole 30 protocol as is will really support you in that. So that's why that's a freebie here that I'm going to make sure to link in, that I put together a free email course. It's free for now, where you can kind of be guided through that. But either way, food freedom is just something that I'm so passionate about. So I would say, you know, after I did the Whole 30 and realized I could eat whole natural foods and not give into cravings and feel like food is not in control, I'm in control, that's really, really prompted me to support women in coaching. That's what really prompted me to become a health coach. And so even though I haven't quote unquote said it, like I really do want, like one of my main goals in my health coaching work is to support women in finding their own definition of food freedom and learning to walk in that, and hold them accountable in that and support them in that. And you know, actually the founders of the Whole 30 program, well, one of them, Melissa, wrote a book called Food Freedom Forever. And it's actually kind of about just how the Whole 30 program can provide that, but living a food freedom journey after you do a Whole 30. And I just love her definition of food freedom. I'm going to read that. I'm going to read mine. And then I'm going to really just encourage you to develop your own definition of food freedom in general, but particularly as we're talking and we're entering the holiday season, figuring out what that means for you in the holiday season. Then I'm just going to give you a few tips, particularly around food, to support yourself in really going towards that food freedom in the holidays. And then, of course, I'm going to make sure to tell you about the Healthy Habits Challenge that I am running next week. That, of course, one day is about nutrition, but as I mentioned in all of the past previous episodes around emotional eating, a lot of where food freedom comes actually comes when you're actually taking care of your body and your health in other areas besides food. So that's why I wanted to focus on this Healthy Habits Challenge, okay? So the Whole 30 program, or Melissa, would say that food freedom is feeling in control of food that you eat instead of food controlling you. Food freedom is about indulging when it's worth it, passing when it isn't, and never feeling guilt or shame for doing either. I'm going to read that again. So food freedom is feeling in control of the food that you eat instead of food controlling you. Food freedom is about indulging when it's worth it, passing when it isn't, and never feeling guilt or shame for doing either. It's about taking the morality out of food and recognizing you're not a good or bad person based on what's on your plate. True food freedoms mean you never again feel powerless over food. And I just love that definition and that little explanation even further, that I think often, let's just be honest, many of us feel like food has this lure over us, and that whenever we see a food, like, it just, we need to eat it. Whenever we go to a party, we just have to say yes to that. And the reality is we do not. And I love this part, not feeling guilt or shame when you pass on a food and not feeling guilt or shame when you eat it. Because I think I felt shame in both places. Obviously, you know, I mentioned on social media, but also last week's podcast, just like the holiday season was the time where really I started to emotionally and overeat many, many years ago. And I would then on one hand, right, feeling bad when I indulged. But I just know as I started to just like pursue health and nutrition and all these things out of a place of love for myself, and I would pass on certain things just because I didn't want to eat it at that time, I felt bad. Like, people were like, oh, you know, people would walk down. Please don't ever do this if you see me in person when we're in like a grocery store. But people would walk down. I think some people would feel bad about like, don't look at what's in my cart. I'm like, listen, I'm here to buy some ice cream. Like, what are you doing? Like, it's fine. But I'm just trying to say, it's like, don't feel bad. Like, don't make me feel bad either if I'm not doing something, or if I'm going to go to a party and I said, hey, I'm only going to eat paleo foods today because that's just what makes me feel good. It's like, don't make me feel bad. I won't make you feel bad. But we do this to ourselves individually, and we do it to one another. We make each other feel guilt or shame if we give in and eat the food or if we don't. Like, let's just stop that. It's a bunch of crap. I'm just saying it. We need to stop. Like, it is each individual person's choice what they eat, when they eat, how they eat it. But what I want you to know, and I want each person to know, is that we have that choice. You are not powerless over food. You have the power. You have the choice to be able to eat something or not eat something. And if you choose to eat it, do not feel bad. Learn from it. That's what we've been taught. What happens when you actually emotionally eat? Learn from it. And it's the same thing in this holiday season. Learn from it. It's just like, you think about any great person that you may look up to in whatever field, sports, whatever. It's like they, let's just equate it to emotionally eating. They emotionally ate many times, meaning they quote unquote in their head failed many times, but they learned from it, and that's got them where they wanted to go. And that's what got me where I want to go. And that's what get you where you want to go. You need to learn from it. So do not feel shame or guilt if you pass on it or if you eat it, because it's worth it. And I love that. If it's worth it, then do it. If it's not worth it, don't do it. So I know certain foods like don't make my tummy feel the best. And I'm asking, is this worth it? Okay, I'm going to do it. If it's not worth it, I'm not going to do it. Right? And that's what I want for you. So kind of my abbreviated version of food freedom, for me, it's being able to eat the foods I need and want without feeling guilt or shame or in extreme abundance. And the extreme abundance part is important for me as someone who has overate. And as a part of their story, and wanting to enjoy that food without feeling like I needed to eat it, right? And that's kind of, again, what I would like want for you. So what is your definition of food freedom in general, but also in the holidays? What does it look like to you? What does it feel like? You can feel free to take the whole 31 I mentioned, or feel free to like adapt mine, but what does food freedom look like to you, in particular this holiday season? If you're in my Facebook group, Healthy Sustainable Weight Loss Community, make sure you let us know. And if you are on Instagram or my Facebook page and you see this podcast or whatever, just let me know. What is your definition of food freedom in the holiday season in particular? Okay, so let me just mention a couple tips that can help you. There's five to really just how you can exercise that food freedom. Okay, during the holiday season. So we talked about being mindful last week, so I don't want to talk about that this week. But the first one I want to mention today is, I guess this one goes along with the whole 30 definition, is it worth it? So for me, I ask myself, okay, what's that one food or couple foods? This is the tip. What is that one food or couple foods that represents the holiday season to you, and enjoy, and eat that first or enjoy it? Like, just enjoy that food. If that is, I mean, don't eat pie before everything, because that's just going to ruin your appetite probably. But if it's you really love that pumpkin pie, it's like, just make sure that that's a part of your spread when you pick up your food. And eat it. Eat it slowly. Enjoy it. And eat it without guilt or shame, because it's worth it. So pick one food that is worth it, that represents the holiday season to you, and enjoy it. Okay, that's number one. Number two, load your plate up with healthy foods and sides. So if you know you're going to eat that one food, why don't you just choose to get some green beans in there with a little, maybe not as much extra stuff on it, but, or, you know, a salad or something. Just load up your plate. I would say load up your plate with fruits and veggies each time, but try to do that. Just try to load it up with healthy sides so that there is a balance each time you eat, okay? So one, select the food that represents that, what means the most to you in the holidays that you want it, and just enjoy it. Two, load your plate up with healthy foods or sides. This third one is important. Do not save up your calories for that big holiday meal or for parties. I think many of us think, okay, I'm just not going to eat all day, and then I'm going to go there and I'm going to eat up whatever I enjoy. The problem with that is that your body is starving by the time you get to that party. And so your mind just wants every single food that tastes good and a lot of it. Now, if you actually took the time throughout the day to eat, you know, eat regular meals, snacks, nutritiously, when you go to that holiday food party or go to that meal, you can eat that one food that you enjoy. You can get the healthy size and you can eat a good portion of it and not in an abundance. So this has helped me, this mindset shift of actually eating throughout the day versus waiting to 3 o'clock to eat that holiday meal has helped me. I always eat breakfast every single holiday, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, wherever we're going to have like a big meal, like sometimes around lunchtime, because that helps me not overeat when I'm actually eating that holiday meal. All right. Okay. Then number four, if you're going to a party, family gathering, just bring, I mean, it may not be the same way this year, but bring a healthy option. And I think this is just a tip for all holidays, but I think all parties, is that we just, you know, I've always been the person that brings like a healthy carb and a healthy veggie, just because I know that that is what I'm going to put on my plate if there's nothing else there that I want, right? Or and that is as nutritious, right? So that's helped me just kind of have exercised my definition of food freedom in the holidays, okay? And the fifth one, this kind of goes like, you know, goes with a little bit everything we said, but choose when you're going to let loose. And what I mean by that is, choose when you're going to indulge in that food. And you don't have to at every single meal. You don't have to at every single party. So Christmas Day is typically the day with my family where we have this big meal. That's the day. And then maybe, of course, there's leftovers and I have a little bit of things for throughout that holiday week. But that one time that I'm really going to enjoy those foods and really kind of let loose is that one meal. And again, that's helped me be able to enjoy it while still keeping on track with my weight and my health throughout the rest of the holiday. Okay, so let me recap those five tips. Select one food that, or the whatever food, could be more than one, that represents the holidays to you, and enjoy it or eat it first. Two, load up your plate with healthy foods or sides. Three, do not save up your calories for parties. Eat healthy before. Four, bring healthier options to a party or to a holiday meal. And five, choose when you're going to let loose. Okay? So these are some of these very same tips, particularly around the holidays, is what I'm going to be sharing through throughout this challenge. So the challenge coming up next week is healthy habits in 7 areas. So for you to really pick out what's your one habit in that area that you're going to work on during the holiday season to be your healthiest and to still pursue your health goals, your weight goals, whatever they are. And I'm going to talk about, so the challenge is kind of like when I run any time. And so the content, the daily content is going to be just, you can apply it to anything, but I want you to look at it through the lens of the holidays. And then the live sessions, this is going to be the best part that's really going to be customized, not best part, but is really going to be customized towards the holidays. I'll go through tips similar to the ones I just mentioned, to really contextualize it to the holiday season. What can you do in your exercise? What can you do in your stress management? What can you do in your digestion and so forth, okay? So to recap, this episode was all about helping you find out what is your definition of food freedom and your definition of food freedom in the holidays. And I would love for you to share that with me in some way. Also, a reminder to you that, then I shared a couple examples, my own and the Whole30 one. And then I just shared 5 tips with you on how you can go about with particularly your food and having food freedom in the holidays and your nutrition. So your action point would be, yes, let me know what your food freedom definition is, if any of these tips were helpful, but sign up for the Healthy Habits Challenge Holiday Edition. If you go to madewell345.com/healthyhabitschallenge, it is a free challenge for women, and the content will be delivered through my member vault, but then the live sessions and the community part will be in my Facebook community, Healthy Sustainable Weight Loss Community. So would love to have you join us. Invite a friend or two if you know you just have friends that hold you accountable and stuff like this, or want to be held accountable and do this together. Just send the link to them, or send this podcast episode, whatever, to them. Okay. And then I did mention my Whole 30, 40 day e-course. I'll link that in here. And I actually am working on a freebie called my Food Freedom Journal, where basically I've combined the work I've done around food freedom and emotional eating, the no flaw, I'm enough stuff, and also the healthy mind and body stuff I've done throughout the last couple years into one journal, into kind of one mini training. And then I've, linked all those in there to really help you work through the 7 different areas of food freedom for me that I think can lead you towards food freedom. And I'm actually participating in a food freedom series happening throughout the holidays. And so I'm going to link that in here. It's with another fellow health coach, Maria. And I think my talk goes live on like around November 20th or so. And so that will be just another way for you to hear more from me on my journey with food freedom, some tips and the ways that I support clients, but as well as from some other experts, okay? So definitely the biggest thing for you is to sign up for that challenge, because that's where you're going to get live support on how to find food freedom and be healthy this holiday season. But I'll also make sure to link that food freedom series. So you can sign up for that. That's going to be happening this holiday season, as well as the Whole 30 course. And then, of course, stay tuned to next week and the week after next week. We're going to have a guest episode around actually how to cook with good, bold spices and healthy spices to make your food nutritious and delicious in the holidays. But then the episode after that, I'm going to really share with you a little personal behind the scenes of how I am managing my health and weight this holiday season, and how I'm opening up some spots to support some new clients in doing the same. Okay. So grateful for you. Sign up for the challenge, but also check out everything else below. And I'll see you in the Facebook group and in the challenge. Okay. Talk to you soon. Before you leave, again, make sure you join the Healthy Habits Holiday Edition Challenge. This is a free challenge where for 7 days from November 9th to the 15th, we are going to go through how you can establish one healthy habit in each of the following areas: your nutrition, your exercise, your stress, your sleep, your digestion, your toxic load, and your mindset and habits. And my hope is that you leave this challenge just feeling confident that you can approach the holiday season and let it be one of your healthiest yet. And of course, as always, at the end of the challenge, I'm going to share some special opportunities for you to get support from me, to get that accountability, that extra higher level coaching, support, and thinking to help you live and walk that out in the holidays and in the new year. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later, and enjoy the challenge. That's a wrap. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. I hope you're leaving supported, empowered, encouraged, inspired to go off and really do the things that you know in your heart you need to do and think, right? Because it's not just about what you do, it's how you think and how you feel to really reach your goals and sustain that weight loss. Again, for more support, join us in the Healthy and Sustainable Weight Loss Community on Facebook. This is a space where you can really be safe, supported, and empowered through your journey. Just go to madewell345.com/community and you'll be right there, or click the link below. Again, so grateful you're here. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you'll not miss an episode, and so that other women can find this podcast. All right, see you on the next episode.